What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
That was too close. Yo.
Yo, Bridging.
You know, Sammy almost get a ticket.
How am I, my youth?
You don't worry about that.
Hold on, you know, have some ticket where you're not here yet.
So where you feel like you want to remind me about that?
Relax yourself now, Bridging. I did hear about some new amnesty thing the other day, you know. So you can go pay up and start out yourself.
I'm going to pay more money sake of this ticket. Me not think so.
You don't have to worry about that, Bridging.
What you say? I don't have to pay no fine?
No, my youth.
So what you hear about that, my youth?
But the news, Bridging, them did a talk about it in the parliament too, you know. But you hear the national security people, them, Montague, what they had one name, Colonel Charles Jr. Yeah, man, them did say some things. I suppose they can find the link I send it to you so you can watch it, Zane. You're supposed to hear more about it on TV, radio, the newspaper, and on social media too.
All right, cool.
I just send the link on WhatsApp so you can check it. And you alone it'll go benefit in my youth. Check it out on you, you see.
Alright, now say a word.
Make
us see what them people are saying right now.
The objective of this bill is to enhance the revenue administration and collection and to afford persons an opportunity to clear their driving record before the enactment of the new Road Traffic Act. It is also to improve the efficiency of the courts and to reduce the amount of cases before our courts.
That sounds like Minister Montague. So when this amnesty go happen?
For a period of 3 months, from August 2, 2017 to October 31st, 2017. This will affect tickets issued from September 1, 2010 to July 31st, 2017.
So which part may I go sort out this traffic ticket?
The bill will facilitate the suspension of the relevant sections of the Road Traffic Act to enable motorists holding unpaid traffic tickets that have become a matter before the courts to pay them at the offices of tax administration.
But them normally arrest people who have outstanding traffic ticket. Me no want that happen to me.
This bill will also suspend the relevant sections of the Judicial Parish Courts Act and the Justice of the Peace Act, thereby preventing the issuance of warrants by a parish court judge or a justice of the peace for the arrest of traffic ticket holders.
Oh!
And motorists who receive tickets during the period of the amnesty will also enjoy a waiver of penalties outside of the fines. For example, points against their driver's license, so long as the payment is made within the amnesty period.
Then suppose me decide not to pay no ticket during this amnesty business.
Motorists who do not avail themselves of the amnesty will be vigorously pursued by the strong arm of the law after the amnesty period is concluded.
All right, me hear you. Yo, Lando, we just pre the thing.
Hey, see, I got to start out your thing, Bridging.
Yeah, man.
You need to take time drive.
All right.
Delinquent motorists will be afforded the opportunity to pay outstanding fines on traffic tickets without incurring a penalty or interest through an amnesty scheduled to run from August 2 to October 31. The revised Road Traffic Act is expected to be tabled by the end of July and enacted by the end of the amnesty period. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Joa Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.